USA Radio News.
In the latest in a wave of layoffs that has hit the tech industry, HP says it will eliminate 4,000 to 6,000 jobs, roughly 12% of its workforce, through the end of 2025. The computer maker projects that the cuts will save an annualized $1.4 billion. Executives say a pullback in demand for personal computers continues to pressure HP's bottom line, and they're not optimistic that'll change in 2023. The student loan repayment pause has been extended again, despite the president having said the 2022 end-of-year pushback would be the last. Now the White House says the bump will go on no later than June 30th, 2023, and payments will resume 60 days after the pause ends. As Beijing is focusing on yet another large outbreak of COVID-19, the expert on the matter here in the U.S. is saying goodbye.
Some Republican members of Congress are calling for a probe into Dr. Anthony Fauci and his management of the COVID-19 pandemic after Republicans won the House majority in the next Congress. Dr. Fauci says he has nothing to hide.
I have no trouble testifying. We can defend and explain and stand by everything that we said.
Dr. Fauci is stepping down from his government role next month. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
A federal judge ruled that former White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki must comply with a subpoena and offer a deposition in a lawsuit that claims the Biden administration colluded with big tech to censor speech. This is USA Radio News.
Mike Lindell and MyPillow offering the BOGO extravaganza right now on a whole slew of MyPillow products. Now you can find all sorts of great deals on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillow, six-piece towel sets, roll-and-go anywhere pillows, much more, all priced buy one, get one free. Go to MyPillow.com/USA, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and find you some great MyPillow products. They're all available. Oh, by the way, you can also get Mike's book absolutely free with any purchase, but you have to go to MyPillow.com/USA or call 1-800-951-8175 and make sure you use the promo code, the Buy One, Get One Extravaganza, going on right now at MyPillow.com.
Tennessee Republican Congressman Mark Green is visiting the southern border on Tuesday with House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy. Appearing on Fox News, Congressman Green explains why Republicans are making the trip.
We're here to shine a light on what really is a failed policy. You know, thousands of American families that are dealing with fentanyl deaths in their families, you know, communities that are being overwhelmed from El Paso to Nashville.
An Oregon couple has something extra to be thankful for this Thanksgiving.
An Oregon couple is celebrating twins that are likely to be the longest frozen embryos to result in a live birth. When Rachel Ridgway gave birth on Halloween, her healthy twins came courtesy of embryos donated 30 years ago. Parents Rachel and Philip used a faith-based National Embryo Donation Center to help grow their family of four other children, all born by natural conception. In the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
A Michigan man described by federal authorities as a prolific trafficker of child pornography has been given a 20-year prison sentence. Dylan Hill of Novi had over 3,900 images and videos in his home when authorities conducted a search earlier this year. Officials said in 2021 he distributed hundreds of images and videos to others over social media. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Suspense.
The shadow knows.
Mystery in the air. Starring Peter Lorre.
I am the Whistler. And I know many things, for I walk by night.
The greatest radio shows of all time. Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox. On this radio station or at our webpage, classicradio.stream. That's classicradio.stream. Or search your favorite podcast app.